Hey everybody, it's Brad Waters here. Thanks for stopping by. I guess you're curious about Blueberry Fire Truck. Well, before you call a social worker to come out and assess me, let me explain what that's all about. It's not so far out there. We all have a story, right? One that's made up of the significant moments in our lives. Well, however large, small, or strange they may seem to others, those moments are what got us to this moment. Random memories and aha discoveries, outrageous moments of silliness, even unthinkable hardship. But how and why do some of those memories just stick with us and sometimes even hold us back from moving forward? You know, I believe in living in the present moment, and I'm not someone who you'll hear talk much about regrets from the past or wishing things turned out differently. It's why I so wholeheartedly believe in designing your path, because I know that we can make choices that will allow us to flourish right now and take us where we want to go in the future. We don't have to be limited by situations from the past. And we can affect now how we carry our story forward. You may be asking what I'm going on about and what happened to the Blueberry Fire Truck stuff. Well, all right, I'll try to bring this story on home. One of my great joys as a coach is to hear a client's story. It's not just snooping. I think there are important lessons in their story. There are themes, repeated patterns, small connections that I can pull out to help a client see what's been meaningful over and over in their life. You know, these are little connections that may have gone unnoticed by the client. But I believe we can gather what's meaningful and pull together those little connections that really make us who we are. And I think we can also give ourselves permission to leave some things behind, some things that are holding us back or just are no longer effective, and then pack our bags for the next leg of the journey. Assisting people with that process is part of what I do as a coach, and it's what designing your path is all about. So here it is, Blueberry Fire Truck. While I was editing my website a while back, I was stringing together some impactful words, words that I thought embody what my clients have experienced from coaching, like feeling alive and vivid and excited and change. All of a sudden, the words Blueberry Fire Truck popped into my head, and I thought, what is that all about? Well, I thought for a moment, and I guess Blueberry Fire Truck wasn't too hard to understand because I was raised in northern Michigan, where wild blueberries are part of our heritage and cultural identity. Just about every family has a favorite blueberry patch and a better recipe for blueberry muffins than their neighbor. Well, it comes as no surprise, then, that my very first published article was about, you guessed it, blueberries. I wrote a piece in a monthly publication about the health benefits of blueberries. Lightly humorous and packed with little-known facts, of course. Ha! The little article is what started it all, my very first article that infected me with the need to write. Over a decade later now, and I'm still writing and, of course, still talking about blueberries, but that first article, the cultural heritage, the story behind it, they've all converged at this very moment where I can share my story with you. Maybe you're ready to discover where your story can take you. As for the fire truck part, well, that's completely random, different memory altogether. In 1996, I watched a movie called The Boys Next Door. It was based on a play about a burned-out social worker who watched after four men with developmental disabilities. In one scene, the social worker asked the men what they wanted to be. Well, one of the men exclaimed, "I want to be a fire truck." Of course, the scene wasn't about whether or not he could actually become a fire truck. It was about daring to dream and not being afraid to be honest about what you love and being seen for your authentic self. He didn't have to hide, and somebody was there to listen. Well, that short scene has stuck with me for 15 years, and every time I think of it, I can't help but smile at his proclamation of wanting to be a fire truck, and sometimes I even think, you know what, being a fire truck would actually be pretty cool. So that's it. Those are just two flashes of memory that make up my story and make me who I am today, a blueberry-picking writer and a social worker-turned-life coach. But what's your story, and how can it help you move forward? And maybe even what needs to be left behind? Well, one more thing before I go. I want to give you a secret phrase. The secret phrase is, I want to be a fire truck. I know it doesn't make sense right now, but just hold on to it for a while and stay tuned. Just might be worth it to hold on to that memory. Bye, everybody.